place, and there was people standing everywhere. And you know, I got to looking at that picture, though. I zoomed in on it, and I got to looking around on it, and I believe it was Callie that had the picture. I said, I want you to zoom in, and I want you to look. I said, I want you to see the faces that are still here, but I want you to also see the ones that's gone.
Okay.
I said, I want you to look at the ones that used to be here. I said, take a look at that. And I, as I looked through that photo, I seen the ones that started this building, the ones that ain't here anymore, maybe got church hurt, or maybe they just got selfish and departed, or maybe we just lost some individuals just in general. They've done passed on from this place. You know, and that song right there, Set Me On Fire, as you've seen them walking away, the point of that was is the life. Life pulls us away. Life tries so hard. Satan tries so hard to pull us away. And it works on some people. Some people give in. Some people throw in the towel, and they'd rather go back to what they came from. Psalms 18 tonight, verse 30, as you find your place. I want to look at the Word of God tonight. I want to see what God is, what He showed me this as I've been studying, getting ready for this. To think back to Thursday night, and I realize God's done so much for me in my life. I realize He paid a debt that I couldn't know, but I tell you, I didn't realize a pain He had felt until Thursday night. I didn't realize a pain until I had to stand here and hold a hammer and drive a nail into a cross that I know that I drove into His hand, that I drove for my sin, for my shame, that He took that and He bore that on Calvary for me. If you will, stand with me this tonight. Psalms chapter 18 and verse 30, and the Bible says, as for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried, and He is a buckler to all those that trust in Him. Let us pray. God, I love You, and God, I thank You. God, I thank You for this opportunity to just stand behind this sacred desk. Father God, I pray tonight that they don't hear my voice, but they see You high and lifted up, God. Father, I pray tonight for each and every youth that's involved. Father, the ones that ain't involved, God, You know where they're at. God, I pray protection over them, God. Father God, I pray encouragement over them, God. I pray that You walk with them and guide them through each and every day, throughout school, throughout their daily walk, Lord God. Father God, is there so much temptation from Satan to pull them out of church, to draw them away from You, Lord God? I pray, God, You remove Satan out of their walk, remove them out of their life, remove them out of their school, Lord God, and then fill them up with You. Father God, let them be a word for You. Let them be a mouthpiece and a vessel and to shine Your light through them, God. Father God, I'm thankful for them this afternoon, God. I thank You, Father, for them. Father God, and I just don't want to take them in and be selfish with them, Lord God. Father, I want them to be used. Father, I want them to be a guidance for You. Father, I love You, and God, I thank You for this word. Father, I thank You, Father, for the testimony. Father, I thank You for the map in my life that it is. Father, I pray You go with me. You guard my thoughts. You guard my mouth. Father, You put in remembrance what I need to remember and say what I need to say and take away the things that I don't. Father God, I pray You just use me. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Psalms 18, verse 30 tonight. I want to look here. The Bible tells me, the first thing I want to say tonight, God's Word, it teaches tonight. God's Word teaches tonight. I want to say the God's Word, it teaches by the way of the cross tonight. I know that Thursday when that cross laid here up on this altar here, when it stretched out there, I realized back in my life when I was lost and dying and I was going to hell, what that cross meant in my life, what it showed in my life, that I knew that I had to get to that cross, that I knew that I had to get before an almighty cross. 1 Corinthians 1:18. If you'll turn with me there, we're going to be in a few places tonight. 1 Corinthians 1:18. I see that, if I can get there myself. 1 Corinthians Chapter 1 and verse 18, I see the way of the cross. God's word teaches the way of the cross tonight. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1:18 that For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God tonight. I see that tonight the cross, it is the power of God in our life. I see that we must cling to the cross tonight. I see that if we're saved, that we must cling to that cross. I see that tonight the cross is it's an image in my life. I see that when I'm down and out, and if I just look to the cross, that all that's happened on the cross of Calvary, what God done on that cross for me and you, and the reassurance that it is in my life, I see that God's words, it teaches the way of the cross tonight. I see what God done on that cross. I see that He took my sin, He took my shame, and He nailed it to that cross, or I nailed it to that cross. I put it on Him. I put those stripes on Him. I put those nails in His hands, and so did you tonight. He done that for me, and He done that for you tonight. I see not only does God's Word teach the way of the cross, but John chapter 14:6, I see the Bible, it teaches the way of salvation. I see God's Word teaches the way of salvation in John chapter 14 and verse 6 to 9. If you'll look with me there, it's also behind me. John 14:6, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. John 14:6, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. I see tonight that God's way, it teaches salvation tonight. Wait, I'm backwards. Hold on. John 14:23. That's for the next point. John 14:23, the Bible says, Jesus answered and said unto them, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him and will come unto me and make our abode with him. God will abode with you tonight. God's way, God's tonight, God's word teaches salvation. It teaches salvation tonight. It teaches us the way of the cross. I know that the only way I can get to Jesus, the only way I knew about Jesus is through the word of God. The only way I knew how to get there, we followed the Romans road. I went there and I read them verses. I was showed them verses. I knew that the only way that I could get to heaven was through the blood of Jesus. I knew that there was no other way. I knew just being a good old boy wasn't going to get me to heaven. I knew just showing up on Sunday and Wednesday nights, it wasn't going to get me to heaven. I knew that if I just act like a Christian, that it wasn't going to get me to heaven. I had to ask God to come into my life. I had to claim Him. I had to admit that I was a sinner and believe that Jesus died on the cross and confess my sins before Him. There's no other way. There's no other way that we'll get to heaven. There's no other way. It's only through the blood and through the cross of Calvary that we'll get to heaven. And I see not only does God's word teach us the way of salvation, I also see tonight that it teaches us the way of obedience, and that was John chapter 14, verse 6. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Being obedient to God. If we just ask in His name and we be obedient to what He's called us to do in our life, if we're obedient to following His word, if we're obedient to follow His commandments, if we're obedient in God's life, it'll teach us something. If we're not obedient to God, how do we expect Him to be obedient to us? If we want to be, if we want God's obedience to follow in our life, if we want His blessings, we got to be obedient to Him. He just ain't going to hand it out. He just ain't going to hand it out if we don't do our part. If we just sit down and just hog a pew and don't go spread His word, and we just hang on to the pew and don't do anything else He's told us to do, how are we expecting to receive His blessings in our life? How are we expecting to receive salvation if we don't never ask Him for salvation? We can't see God if we don't go look for Him. We can't find God and receive what God has if we don't be obedient to what He's called us to do. He's given us all a mission. He's given us all a purpose. I see God's word teaches the way of the cross. I see it teaches the way of salvation. But in 1 Corinthians 4, chapter 4 and verse 2, I also see that the Bible teaches, the God's word teaches the way of faithfulness. 1 Corinthians 4:2, the Bible says, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. He must be found faithful tonight. I see tonight that it teaches, God's word teaches the faithfulness. Tonight, if we are not faithful to the Father, how do we expect Him to be faithful to us? But I'm thankful I serve a God even when I ain't faithful. I'm thankful when I serve Him, even when I'm not faithful, He's still faithful to me. And He shows up each and every day. And He shows up time and time again. Even when I let Him down, He still shows up and He's faithful in my life. I see that tonight. It said, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. We must be faithful to God. We must be faithful. We must be faithful in His Word. We must be faithful in our prayer time. We must be obedient. We must be faithful to what He's called us to do. You know, if you're doing your job each and every day, if you go to your job and you ain't faithful to it, and they ain't probably much longer, you're not going to have that job. If you're not faithful to your spouse, I would say they probably ain't much longer, you and your spouse. That spouse ain't going to be there. You got to be faithful for what God has called us to do. And God's called us to each and every, somebody's got something different in their life than what I got in mind. He's called me to do something. He's called you to do something. And He wants me to hold up to my end of it. He's held up to His end. He's held on to His, He's faithful. There's one thing you can count on. If you let Him down, He's going to hang true to what He said. If you let Him down, He's going to hang on to what He's doing. He's faithful. And God wants us to be faithful. He wants us to do the things that He's called us to do and be faithful doing it. Now, do we mess up? We do. Are we unfaithful? We are. Are we disobedient? We are. I know that because that's flesh. That's flesh in our lives. I see the Psalms 18:30. He said the Bible, it was tried. My next point, God's Word is tried. I see tonight God's Word's tried by fire. It's tried by fire. How do I know that? Because it said when He comes again, He's taking this world by fire. But guess what? His Word's going to stand. His Word's going to stand. Let me prove that to you. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 35. Matthew 24, verse 35, the Bible says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but My Word shall not pass away." My words shall not pass away. John chapter 1 and verse 1, the Bible says, "In the beginning, the Word was God." Hell, I don't want to misquote that. John 1:1, the Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." It said there in 35, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but My Word shall not pass away." I see it can be tried by fire tonight. I can see that when Jesus comes again, His words will still remain. His Word will still remain tonight. I can say that you can take that Bible right now and you can go down to hell with it, and you can conquer hell with that Bible because He did it. I can tell you His Word, you can take it to the bank and you can bank on it because it's going to stand true. It stands true then and it stands true to today. I know that His Word, it can be tried tonight. You can take His Word and try it. And you can try it tonight. The Bible says not only God's Word is tried by fire, but I can also see that Satan tried it. He tested it. Matthew 4 and verse 10, we know that when he got tempted by when he tried to tempt God, verse 10 just said, to sum it all up, "Then Jesus said unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written that thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and Him only shalt thou serve." Tonight I see that God's Word, it can be tried by fire, it can be tried by Satan. It said, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written." You can try it tonight. I can tell you, if it can stand against Satan, it can stand against anything else in this world. Just try it. Just try it tonight. I know there's times in my life that I've had to come to the Word of God and I've had to try it. I had to see. I had to taste and see. I had to see what it was like. I know when I was lost, that Word told me one thing. It told me that if the only way to heaven was through Him. I had to try it. I tried it, and guess what? I got a home in heaven. Hey, I tried it. Hey, there's things in my life that I've been on my knees about, praying about, and I've had to go to Him and give it to Him. And it said, "Give Him all your worries. Give Him your burdens. And He'll take them from you." And I've had to get there at His feet. I've had to try the Word of God. Not only do I see tonight that God's Word teaches, God's Word's tried by fire, God's Word's tried by Satan, but tonight that believer can try His Word. That believer can try His Word tonight. If you're saved in here, you try His Word. Try it. You know, the Bible tells us one time to try Him is during our tithing. He talks about tithing. He says, "Try me. Try me." He says, "Try me." That's right. Try me. See what He'll do in your life. See what He'll give you if you just try Him. We ain't going to preach on money because we ain't going to ask for money. But He said, "Try Him there." But I'm also telling you, don't just try them when you're trying to give out money. Don't try them only just when you're trying to give out that 10% when you got, that's the only 10% you got left in your bank account. But try it. Try them out. Try them out when things are going good. Try them when things are going tough. Hey, if you're lost in here tonight, try them out. What His Word says is it's true. You can bank on it. I wrote this down. If God says it, bank on it. If God says it, bank on it. Whatever His Word says, you can bank on it tonight. You can try it out. To that believer tonight, try His Word out. To a lost soul tonight, try it out. I see God's Word teaches. I see God's Word is tried. But I want to look at this last point. God's Word is true tonight. God's Word's true. I ain't found nothing in this Bible that's wrong. I might found something in there I didn't like because it stepped on my toes, but it ain't wrong. It ain't wrong. It got down in my heart. I may not have liked it, but it was right. It wasn't wrong. That's my own pity. God's Word's tonight, if there's something in there you don't like, that's your own pity. It ain't wrong. Sin's sin. Wrong's wrong. Right is right. And God calls it that. He didn't paint a pretty picture on it. He just labeled it. He just labeled it. The world wants to teach you one thing. They want to tell you what's wrong is right. And that ain't the way it is. God said if it's wrong, it's wrong. If it's right, it's right. Youth, tonight they so much being taught in schools these days, and I don't even go to school. But I know. I see them running around on the streets acting like hoodlums. The school's teaching you one thing. Your friends that's out there in the world, they're telling you one thing. They want you to go with them. They want you to go on Friday and Saturday night and go party. They want you to go run with them. They want you to turn on that music that ain't pleasing to God. They want you to do this and they want you to do that. That'll take you so far out of the will of God that you don't want to be coming back in the house of God. Don't do it. Stand up. What's wrong is wrong. What's right is right. Hey, if you're not going to stand on it now, you won't stand on it then. Adults, these people you hang out with, these people you show your kids how they run around. Hey, they're watching you. They're listening to the music you listen to. They're watching how you talk. They're watching how you walk. They're watching these things, and if you're teaching them that way, hey, stop. Wrong is wrong and right is right. These kids in here without their parents because their parents won't even come to church, and they're the only person in the house that's showing the love of God. These kids that get picked up on Wednesday nights and get filled in these pews, you can't find their parents in church. Why? Because they'd rather do the wrong things. It got quiet. That's truth. What are we teaching them? What are we teaching them? Just the other day, Thursday night, I guess it was, may have been Tuesday, I was in uniform. I was all clean and stuff before I got here. And when I got here, I was all nasty. I was in the mud. Been in the mud. I've been down there rumbling around in the mud, not for fun. Old boy had a UTV accident. Rolled a side-by-side on him. Guy comes to church here. Didn't even realize him. Just matters. Matters how you act. Matters who you are. Don't forget where you at. Oh boy, he's down there, he is hurt, and wanted that side-by-side off of him, rightly so. He looked up at me, he said, "You the youth pastor, ain't you?" "Yes, sir." Had no idea who he was. He told me his name. He said, "Yeah, I go to church over there." After I realized who he was, I said, "Oh, yeah." I said, "You sit back here on the back, toward the back." He said, "Yeah." You know, and there's people around me cussing and carrying on. But that ain't how I act. See, I could have been like them other people. Didn't care who I was around. Could have been like them other people that are part of one way. That ain't who I am. And that it ain't just because I take a youth pastor position. It's because I'm saved. Because I'm blood bought, born again, and I know that my Bible tells me that, hey, that you don't live that way. You don't live that way. You don't talk the way the world talks. You don't do the way that the world does. That song says, I want to be different. I want to be changed. That's me. I want to be different. I want to be changed. I want them to look at me funny. I want them to look at me crazy. I want them to judge me because I follow God. Oh, well, I don't care. Hey, they ain't going to be there the day of judgment. They ain't there for you either. Let them label you. Let them label you. It ain't going to matter. I see tonight God's word is true to the believer. Tonight God's word is true to the believer. Proverbs chapter 30. Proverbs chapter 30 tonight. I can see that the Bible's true to the believer tonight. Verses 5 and 6. The Bible says, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5 and 6, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Add thou not unto His word, lest He reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Every word of God is pure, and He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. God's word tonight is true to the believer. Tonight, if you're a believer tonight, God's word's true to you. You should be in that word. You should be studying His word. You should be growing in His word tonight. You should allow God to take your life and mold it. You should take this word and stand on it. Because tonight, our word, what we think, is wrong. What God says is right. What we give man by our own opinion is wrong. We might think it's right. And it might sound good when we're giving it to him. Stand on the word tonight. Believers, stand on the word tonight. Hey, we got enough lost folk. We got a lot of lost folk that's not helping us out. We got a lot of Christians that say they're Christians, not standing on the word of God, that's helping us out by teaching the wrong things. Trust me, there's people out there that say they're a Christian, but we think homosexuality is all right. We think abortion's right. We think drugs and alcohol's right. We think music that ain't pleasing to God's right. And we're filling ears with that stuff. We're filling people's minds with that stuff. And so when they get around Christian folk, they look at us crazy. They go back to their churches and say our church is dead because they don't worship the way we worship. Why do you think there's churches that are dead? Hey, it ain't all the way back in Missouri like BJ Priest. That man's got to go back to Missouri. There's people around here that I've went and I've stood behind a pulpit, and when I get done from there, I'm like, I shouldn't have never answered the call to preach there. There are dead churches around here. Because when they get there on Sunday, they just sit back, sing a few songs, check their box off, listen to a little bit of preaching, and that's the end of it. They wouldn't know the Holy Spirit if it slapped them right in the face. Y'all laughing, that's truth. That's true. I'm telling you, it's sad. It's sad. It's a blessing to be able to come here. It's a blessing to feel the Holy Spirit here. It's a blessing. I see not only God's words true to the believer, but tonight, Romans 10, chapter 9 and verse 10. That old Romans road. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. God's word tonight, it's true to the lost. To the lost one in here, it's true to you tonight. Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, the Bible says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Tonight, if you don't know Jesus Christ, tonight if you don't know him, if you're lost in here tonight, though God's word is true to you tonight, to the lost soul, with the confession of the heart. Made unto salvation tonight. You got to believe Jesus tonight. It's true. The Bible said it. He said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's true to the lost soul tonight. It's true to the one that's lost. Not only do I find God's words true to the believer, not only do I find it true to the lost soul, I also see God's words true in our valleys. Tonight, if you're going through a valley, I can show you tonight that God's word's true in that valley. Psalms chapter 23 and verse 4. Psalms chapter 23 and verse 4. The psalmist said, 23 and verse 4, yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Tonight I find God's words true in our valleys. We've all been through a valley. Hey, we've all been in our valleys in our life. We've all had things in our life that we've went through. That put us in a valley, and we needed God. We needed God to show up right then and right there. But I know that God's word stands true. I know that I can go to a God, and I can call on His name, even in the midst of my sorrows, in the midst of all my troubles, when the world's crashing in. I know I can call on Him. I know that I can call on His name. In Sunday school this morning, we was talking about after Jesus had just went, fed 5,000, and He told His disciples go, and they went out on the sea, and the sea got rough, and He had to come, and He walked out on the water, and He got in the boat with them, and the sea, it calmed. You know, when I'd seen something, and it said, you know, God don't always get rid of our storm completely. Moses in the Red Sea, He didn't get rid of the water, He just split it. They just had a way to walk through it. He didn't get rid of the waters that was raging around them in that boat, He just made them calm. The storm was still there, but it was calm. God don't always just take it clean out of the picture. It may still be around us, but He's given us a way out. He's made us a way out. It ain't rough anymore. It may be smooth, but He's given you a way out. Tonight, if you're in your valley, He's going to give you a way out. Your waves may still be surrounding you. You may still be on the water, but He's going to give you a way out. I see God's words true, not only in that valley, but I see God's words true on that mountaintop. I see it true on the mountain. The Bible, or it says, I wrote this, staying close to God's words during good times helps to prevent pride and a sense of self-sufficiency. You know, we find ourselves 9 times out of 10 not needing God when we're on our mountain. Why? Because everything's going good. We get selfish. We get prideful. We can do it our way. We don't need God. We can march to our own beat. We can do it on our own. There ain't nothing in this world pressing on me. Everything's great. Bills are paid. Food on the table. Clothes on my back. Family's doing good. Nothing going on with them. Car's finally running. All four tires is up full tread. Windshield wipers ain't got one hanging on it. They all good. There ain't none of them dry rotted. We got it fixed and we're good to go. Life's great. No worries. This Satan comes and he just slaps you right in the face. And we left God back there because we didn't need Him up there. And then we're down here begging. God, where you at? God, why'd you let this happen? God, why me? I find it's true on that mountain. John chapter 8. John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32, the Bible says, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on Him, if you continue in My word, then you are My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I know tonight that God's word's true. I know that tonight that if I stay in the word of God, that it's true. I know that it can answer any trouble I got going on. It can answer anything in my life if I just get into it. Same way tonight. If you're lost, it can answer your questions. If you want to know what heaven's like, it'll tell you what heaven's like. If you want to know what hell's like, it'll tell you what hell's like. If you want it to tell you what sin is sin, it'll tell you what sin is sin. It ain't going to sugarcoat it, though. Hey, if you don't want to know it, I wouldn't suggest to read it. It'll step on your toes. If it steps on your toes, it's doing good. It's doing good. I know tonight God's word is true. He said, if you continue in My word, then you are My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. And you shall know the truth. If you continue in his word, you will know what's right. You will know what's wrong. And the truth shall make you free. Tonight you can't steer somebody wrong by taking them the word of God. If you don't know what to give somebody, give them Jesus. Take them this word. Take it to them. They can't go against what this book says. They can't go against it. They can go against your opinion, but they can't go against the word of God. Take them the word tonight. Tonight I ask you, as the singers come, tonight I ask you, where do you stand with Jesus? Where do you stand tonight? Have you got something going on? Have you not been faithful? Have you not been faithful to him? Do you stay in that word? Do you read that word? Have you tried it? Have you tested it? Have you let him show you? Have you let him guide you? If not, let him. If you don't know him tonight, and you need to find him, hey, I can show you the way. That Romans Road there, hey, it'll lead you straight there. It can't steer you wrong. It can't steer you wrong. Hey, if you're saved in here, you shouldn't be able to steer them wrong. You should be able to lead somebody to Jesus if you know him. Tonight, if you don't know Jesus, what would it be?